Case number 9504, Evelyn Hunter, southeast of Route 54, south of Breakwater Run, being lot 190 within Kenwick Sound, Phase 2, development a variance from the rear setback requirement. Name and address.
Evelyn Hunter, 190 Breakwater Run, Selbyville, Delaware.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct professional knowledge?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Can you explain the board your request?
Yes, I have a shed that was built, and it's a five foot setback on both sides of the property, and I had a lot of trouble finding someone to pour a slab. There are about 30 contractors I found. This company out of Seaford, I told them what the setbacks were. They were going to build a patio for me, concrete 11 by 27, and they did, and everything was fine. And then we had I had the shed built. The deal was the shed was to be built on the back corner of the patio, and I had the shed built, and when the guy just came to survey it, they said it's off. Instead of 5 feet, it's 4 feet, 1 inch off. So I talked to the builder about moving it, and it's cut nailed, it's screwed, it's glued, he's got it hurricane proofed. He said it's going to be a big hassle to move it. And I've talked to all my neighbors in the back, and nobody has a problem. They like what I've done there. I have pictures if you guys want to see pictures of it. I have a garden on the back side of it built already, and that's it.
Who was your builder?
Who was my builder? His name is John Facer.
John who?
Facer.
Did he obtain the permit?
No, I obtained the permit.
Gave it that to him?
I gave it to him.
Is he a contractor in Delaware?
No, actually Maryland.
He's from Maryland?
Yeah.
But he does work in Delaware, as far as you know.
He does work
in this area?
Yes.
Down in Hewitt Town?
Yes. And he never checked, I never checked, because we had it all staked out for the guy that did the slab, and what happened is he just dropped his workers off, and when I called back to say you did it wrong, the number's been disconnected, so he's gone.
Are you certain that the fence is actually the property line?
No. I came in, the property line is on the outside of the fence, 3 inches.
Okay, well, are your measurements taken from the fence or from the property line?
From the property line.
Okay.
From the property line. And I've had it done several different times by several different people to double check it. And
it's how far away?
It's 4 feet, 11 inches instead of the 5 feet.
Okay. So you're just 1 inch long.
It's 4 feet, 1 inch away?
It's 4 feet, 1 inch.
You're 11 inches.
So I'm 11 inches. Yes, I'm sorry.
It's
11 inches. But it's inside my property line. It's just not the full 5 feet. And, as I said, I've talked to all my neighbors because they were like, what's going on? What are you doing? And I explained to them, and they're like, it's no problem. They didn't really have a problem with it.
Okay, man. Are there any further questions from members of the board?
No. Tax map, all the other lots that are across there, the advances.
What, with the X's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there any significance to that?
No, she was just working on to make sure they did the 200 feet around.
Oh, okay.
They'll do that sometimes to double check themselves.
They did that?
Yeah, the office.
Okay. You checked out.
Just to make sure we got the right people we sent the notice to.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Mills, any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
No letters.
No letters. All right.
Chairman, I'll move that we approve case number 9504 as it is a minimum variance, and I don't believe it will alter this character.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9504. All those in favor of the motion, give you your voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Case number 95.